prices. Shop online today at McLartyMazda.com.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh, my goodness me!
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontaverano out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know Chicken Big Big Bay Ball Wall.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
All right, wow. 7:06, Roger is cramping up. Woo! As we speak. If you go to the cameras,
yeah,
I've cramped up before too during the show.
Oh man,
Christian, how would you describe it? Was it a convulsion?
It was like he was in the middle of talking to me, and it just happened.
Roger, is it your ham?
It's like he worked himself up, and then his body just couldn't take it anymore.
Is that from working out yesterday at Max Strength Fitness?
No. That's from cutting the first half of my lawn yesterday.
Look at there. You get the sweat and got you. That got
sweating
you.
Sweating has got me. But I'm taking the salt pills.
Hey, why don't you take the segment off?
I'll take the segment off. You do that, and then I'll tell you about how much better I'm doing in my neck and back.
Coming up shortly, we'll visit Justin Moore. We'll be with. It's got a chance to see Justin and most of his kiddos last night. And then we'll visit with John Daly here in a little bit. But let's bring in our man Ricky Schaefer, if you can, there, Roger Dodge.
Do it, Christian. Bring him on in here.
Ba, 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 ba.
Listen, mister.
Rick Schaefer on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Edwards Food Giant. Edwards Food Giant, the meat people.
Good morning, Rick Schaefer. Roger's
pushing. He will have to pot him up.
You got
to
pot him up, man.
Cutting his grass did this to him?
Yeah, he's...
mowing the lawn.
He's a habitual cramper.
Is he?
Yeah. I sweat profusely.
He's a habitual cramper.
I drink nothing but water and crawl.
Yeah.
So do his grandchildren call him cramper instead of grandpa?
You're crampy?
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, so Roger now, if you go to the camera, Roger is bent over.
Wow.
His head is beneath the board. No kidding. Yes, he struggles with this. Dan Hampton had a product that was helping him out.
It was the best ever.
Pickle juice, Rick, is what it was.
Pickle juice?
Yeah.
More than just pickle juice.
Rick, great to have you on this morning. Let's start right off the bat. Big news that Dave Van Horn got his new contract, $2.1 million, which makes him the fifth highest paid baseball coach in America on the collegiate ranks. And, it was due. We had heard through the grapevine, I think everybody heard it, that he was not happy about that situation and was ready to get a new contract. And he hired Jimmy Sexton. And so we've got him through, 2031, I think. Was that what the contract is? 5 or 6
years? Yeah. I think, if I'm not mistaken, if I read this correctly, he had a 10-year contract, which lasted through 2031.
Just not enough.
But compared to other coaches, and this is the way it works, you know, the salary increase. Somebody told us yesterday after he got the $2.1 million, there are still three coaches in the SEC with higher salaries. I think the biggest thing is Dave had to do, and I think some other coaches are doing this too, when their NIL was not adequate going into the 2026 season, some people that have been very good supporters of baseball said that's not good enough. And so I think without any administrative help or maybe somebody in the department, but they said, we're doing this for baseball. Mm-hmm. And evidently he had a lot more money to deal with NIL this year.
Yeah,
and so that probably included, hey, you better keep this guy. So day 65, I kind of think 70 is when he wants to coach still. Now you can't say that because you're still recruiting players. I mean, look at, they've already got 5 commitments in the 2028 class, including Brooks Robinson. What a great name that is,
oh my
huh?
Gosh, how amazing.
So that's really good. And
that was interesting, Rick. I don't know if you can read between the lines or not. I just noticed that I heard there was a little bit of not great blood between Coach Van Horn and Hunter Yurchak just because of the money situation. But anyway, he says, quote, I want to thank the University of Arkansas Board of Trustees, Chancellor Robinson, and our athletic department administration for their belief and support of our baseball program. I just thought it was interesting. He names the chancellor by name, but does not name Hunter. Hunter comes out and makes a nice statement. So main thing is that they've signed the contract, and
that's right.
Yeah,
he's going to be there. Well,
he wanted to be there too. So
we know who would win a popularity contest there. So
yes, that's true. That is true.
You know, but look, it is so easy. I can remember when I worked at the athletic department, and I came down to Little Rock for a football game, and I did an interview with somebody with the Buzz. This would have been in the late 90s, right? I don't know who I was doing the interview with, but somebody called talking about, when is Frank Broyles going to finally retire?
Yeah, you bet. Yeah,
and I'm thinking, what? Are you serious? You don't like Frank Broyles? Are you kidding? And I think a lot of people would love to have him back now, but it's a little too late. But so if you're the athletic director and football's not doing great, and then, and there's this problem and this problem, and people want to point it all out. We don't know. We're not in that building. We don't know all the things that are going on. All we know is that Dave Van Horn's going to be here for at least another 5 years, health being good and all that. All we know is there's a new football coach, and he's doing a lot of right things. You know, yesterday he did the same thing that Houston Nutt did when he got here, is he went to every classroom.
Yeah, I saw that.
Where his football players were, made sure they were in the first two rows, gave him a chance to go into classrooms.
Yeah.
And so that was a really big deal. Now, Houston, I don't know if he did it by himself. I think he and his assistants spread. Yeah, but anyway, that's a good thing.
Yeah, Rick, think about this. When's the last time Roger and Christian... That education in the classroom has been a point of discussion. We have not said anything about school in years. I don't remember it being a point of discussion for years. It's just nobody. I was like, well, I'm glad that no, they're still going to class, I guess.
It's all NIL. But they have to.
That's right.
That's the thing. People say, well, how does Calipari get these one-and-dones? Do you know every one of his one-and-dones has finished the semester?
Yeah.
After basketball season, they may go off and train, but they'll do it online. He makes sure they're in good academic standing when they finish the year, because that's his program needs that, and the players understand that, and they're good about it. And it's the same thing in every sport. And of course, with the transfer portal, if you're going somewhere else, you darn sure better be eligible, or you're not going somewhere else.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of motivation there for the players. But there's still motivation for the schools too. Even if they don't graduate from your school, they go somewhere else. They need to, if they leave, it's got to be in good academic standing.
We're visiting with Rick Schaefer, brought to you our good friends at, that's almost said the Family Market, but no, it is not. It's Edwards Food Giant.
That's right. They're a giant.
I actually was in there the other day and did my first grocery shopping in a month or so, and racked. Well, how much do you think I would spend?
Really?
How much do you think I spent?
You only do it once a month?
About that. That's right. Yes. I'm a single guy.
You shop once a month.
Yeah, I'm a single guy. I've shopped for me. How much do you think I spent?
Well, you got a girlfriend that eats with you some, right?
Sometimes.
Sometimes? Probably a lot of times.
What do you think?
But you're saying most times you just buy for you.
So yeah. A lot of frozen food as well.
And yes, you're talking about a month. Okay, I'm going to say... $550.
Wow. No. But Roger, you wow. Whoa.
$100.
$100 for a month?
He buys all canned foods.
My God.
$175.
Okay.
And that feeds you for a month? That doesn't feed you for a month.
I eat out a lot, Rick. I eat out a lot.
I bet you do. And you're like Randy. You go on location and people are bringing you food. You don't have to worry about paying for it.
He eats out of his car.
I do. Yeah. I do eat a lot out of the can. I do that.
You eat out of the can?
I do. Peas and corn right out of the can.
Oh, my gosh. Do you know how unhealthy that is?
Is it, though, Rick? Is it?
Yes. Go to Edwards Food Giant and buy fresh peas and fresh corn. Don't eat that stuff out of a can.
Rick,
you know how much sodium's in there?
You know, Rick, God made our bodies so amazing that they can...
He did.
They can fend off all this crap that goes in and get it out of there.
You're right. God has made... Our bodies are incredibly made. Yeah. Anybody doesn't believe in God, all you have to do is look at a physical body.
And that's the truth.
Yeah, all the things that go on and everything. But he also... says that it's the temple of God and we're supposed to take care of it.
I know. I'm doing better. I've lost weight, Rick. I'm eating better.
You don't think a can of peas?
A can of peas.
I'm opened right
You've
up.
You've got to be
lid
kidding me.
Even better, Rick. Watch this. in my bed.
Yes.
I'm eating a can of peas.
You eat a can of peas in your bed.
You ever spill
Boy, peas is this true confessions or what? Yes, my gosh.
We let it all out here on Morning
Mayhem. And this is to encourage your audience?
No, it's not. It's
a different meaning of peeing in the bed.
There you go. Rick, were you surprised, Rick Schaefer, to see that, thanks to the Edwards Food Giant, by the way, that was my point from the
get-go. And they do sell fresh vegetables
Were you surprised the stat today, Roger and I were talking about it, and I would have been wrong if you'd have thrown this out, I'd have said not true. For only the second time in the history of the AP poll, you have two Big Ten teams that are 1-2. First time since 1965. I was shocked at that. I would have thought with Ohio State and Michigan, that'd have been maybe a 1-2 multiple times, but only twice in the history of the poll going back to whatever the poll goes back to, which is 40s or 50s, I guess.
Yeah.
How about that? Is that not surprising?
I think it goes back to the 30s, and that would be surprising. And back in the mid 60s, it probably was Michigan State.
That could be true.
They were really good.
Right.
They were number one in 66 for a while. So that is amazing to consider. And so. Yeah, if you're bragging about how great you are, well, then how come that's the first time since 1965 you've been 1-2?
That's right.
I'll bet the SEC's done that.
Yeah, plenty of times. Of course, obviously the Big Ten's won 3 straight national championships, and of course, in the top ten, Rick, the teams we played: Georgia's number 3, Texas number 5, A&M number 8, no Ole Miss this year, number 9, no number 10 Oklahoma, LSU number 11. We play them, and then you're going down to Tennessee number 20. We play them. And then Utah at 21, we play them. And Missouri at 25, we play them. So
7. There's 7 of them. That's right.
Yeah.
Why not?
Because
when you beat them, ESPN's running your highlights the whole night because they do the top 25.
So
if you beat them, you get a lot of recognition out of it. So why not? It's the SEC. It's not going to get any easier. And it's going to be that way every year.
That's right. Yeah.
And this year they don't even play Alabama or Ole Miss.
I know. So. Isn't it weird not playing Ole Miss? I was sort of like, wait a minute, we're not playing. Well, you know what, Rick? If I'm not mistaken,
that's the first time since 1981.
Since I was a freshman.
Yeah, 1981. They renewed the rivalry. The last time they had played a regular season game was 61, and they played a couple times in bowl games. Excuse me, but they renewed it in 81 when Arkansas went in the SEC, and. Been playing them every year since.
Yeah, I remember it was the. Do you remember, Rick? It was the largest crowd.
Oh, how could I forget that game? It was a neutral field.
It was in Jackson. The largest crowd in the state of Mississippi history. For sporting events. Yeah,
and Ole Miss was the host team, and the agreement was it was going to be Little Rock and Jackson, and Ole Miss was the host team, but Arkansas had 25,000 fans there, and it was back and forth, and Ole Miss was driving. For the tying score, and Arkansas John Forcade was Ole Miss's quarterback.
John Forcade, that's right.
Arkansas intercepted a pass, and near the end of the game, won the game, and it went on from there.
Yeah, but how about that? So that has been a continuous thing. I remember when we did that. Of course, I was not familiar with it because I wasn't from here, but. I forget what was the previous year we had played.
Well, because in 1960 in Little Rock, Ole Miss kicks a field goal on the last play of the game, and it wasn't good. But for some reason, there was an official blew the whistle and said he blew it before the kick, and the game was tied 7-7 at the time, and so they let him kick again. And everybody in the end zone knew it was wide right, but the official didn't know it was wide right, and he called it good. And it was 10-7, and after that, I think there were some fisticuffs in the stands, as there were Ole Miss game fans at the game in Little Rock, too. And Frank Broyles decided at that point, he was still, that was his third year at Arkansas, that the Texas game could never be the biggest game on the schedule as long as Arkansas was playing Ole Miss. Because in East Arkansas, Arkansas fans hated Ole Miss a lot more than they hated Texas.
Yeah,
And so 61, they were already scheduled to play in 61. They did, and that was it.
Have I brought this up to you, too, speaking of great and Coach Broyles? Did I mention today, this year, I know, Roger, I've told you. Rick, this is the 50th anniversary of the last game that Frank Broyles and Daryl Royal coached. And
well, the season is. Yeah, the season is.
And
yeah.
It also happened to be the last game was, Rick? Yeah. Against each other.
It was Arkansas, Texas,
It's a crazy stat that they both ended their career against each other 50 years later.
I think you know? Told that story.
Right? I mean, 50 years
ago. Yeah, I think I've told that story. Coach Broyles had already decided he was going to retire. He and Royal were tight friends. And even though they were big rivals. And so he called Daryl Royal, like maybe it was the week of the game, and Royal said, hey, this is my last game. And Coach Broyles, it can't be. This is my last game. And so I think that's why. I don't think Coach Broyles would have said anything until after the game. But when he found out Daryl was retiring too, he gave it to Orville Henry, and Orville broke it. Before the game.
Yeah, 50 years ago.
Yeah, it's actually 51 seasons, though. Yeah, you know how that works.
Rick, a couple things before we let you go. One is that this is the anniversary of this was the morning at 8 o'clock that he was supposed to be playing at 10 or 11. But Jimi Hendrix goes on at Woodstock at 8 a.m. And does the famous Star-Spangled Banner with his electric guitar. But think of the acts that were in that, you know, because you know bands. Jimi Hendrix, Sha-na-na, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Blood, Sweat & Tears, Johnny Winter, The Band. I'm just going going down the list. Joe Cocker and the Grease Band, Jefferson Airplane, The Who, Sly and the Family Stone, Janis Joplin.
No Cow Sills?
CCR, Grateful Dead. I mean, that what an amazing can
Sha-na-na.
Heat.
Sha-na-na. When you say Sha-na-na,
yeah, Sha-na-na.
That's not the Sha-na-na.
Who else could it be?
You can't be.
That's hard to believe. Like the old doo whoppers. It's hard to believe. Well, maybe they were.
Let me go back and
the
look.
The Bowser guy. No way. That's the Sha-na-na we know, right?
But let me this.
Well, it could have been. Could have been.
Sha-na-na. It looks like it. Yeah. How about that? They were the ones that they went on before Hendrix, so they were probably at 3 o'clock in the morning.
All I remember was, I think I was a college freshman, and I thought, you know, it was out in the field, and I mean, everything in the world was going on in the crowd.
What a mess. Yeah, it was crazy.
It just was, and really, you think about that time, that's the time of the sexual revolution and all that kind of stuff.
Whoa!
And culturally, seriously, culturally, from a very moralistic America, that's when the slide started. And we're still seeing it today.
I think we had Justin Moore on the line there, Roger Dodge. Good morning, JM. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm well. How are y'all?
Awesome. The tie line's working. I love it.
Yeah, how about that?
Justin Moore would not have been playing at Woodstock.
How about that, Justin? You know, Hendrix was supposed to go on probably at 10 o'clock was it Saturday night, Roger, I guess, or Sunday? Was it Sunday night or Saturday night?
I don't know.
He doesn't go on until 8 a.m. Most everybody's gone. The crowd's smaller. The great Jimmy, he's closing out Woodstock. He
plays those songs.
8 a.m.
Yeah, 8 a.m. And he does all. Half of them are stoned or asleep out there.
Stinking. They're stinking.
He
was probably supposed to go on at like 10 or 11 the night before.
I give him credit, though. He goes out there and he finishes off and he plays the famous Star-Spangled Banner, you know, maybe the great, most well-known rendition of the Star-Spangled Banner. Hey, before we let Rick go, though, it is the birthday of, I want to hear what your comment is on this because you love baseball.
Yeah.
The great Roberto Clemente's birthday is today. Yeah. Where do you put Roberto Clemente in terms of just one of the greats of all time?
Okay, so I'm reading a book called One Day in September. My brother tipped me to it. It's a brand new book. It's about a game that was played in September 27th, 1917, and it was a game to raise money for the family of a guy named Tim Mulnone, who people today would not even have any clue who he was. But he was a famous guy in Boston. He was a sports writer. He had been a player, and he was kind of the voice of Major League Baseball at that time. So they played a dedication game. And it was the Boston Red Sox, and Babe Ruth was a pitcher for them, against a team of all-stars. And the owners allowed their players to miss a regular season game to come play in these games. I'm leading up to Roberto Clemente.
Yeah, yeah.
The outfield against the Red Sox. Get this. The outfield of the all-stars was Ty Cobb, Tris Speaker, and Shoeless Joe Jackson. That was the outfield. Yeah. And as I'm reading this, I'm thinking, The only time I think an outfield that would have been comparable to that, played any time together, would be in the All-Star games when you had Willie Mays, oh, yeah, Hank Aaron, and Roberto Clemente.
Yeah, it's pretty stout.
Yeah, and so Clemente, I don't know if I've shared on this show or not, I probably have. The first game I ever saw a Major League Baseball game was in 1960. It was the Cardinals against the Pirates. And Roberto Clemente was the right fielder. He had a home run in that game. The Pirates won 4-2. But something happened in that game that I know has happened many times since. Not frequently, but I've never seen it in person. I've seen hundreds and hundreds of Major League games. In Stan Musial's first at bat, he had a one-hopper to right field, and Roberto Clemente threw him out at first base. And this crowd gasps. I'm nine. I don't even know what's going on. And I had that confirmed later by Dick Grote, who was in that game. I met him, and he said, yeah, I remember the play. But Clemente's arm, I can remember, I'd listen to the Cardinals all the time, and Jack Buck and Harry Carey were doing the games, and Buck one time said he thought that Clemente allowed a ball to kind of roll around a little bit in right field because he knew the hitter would run from second and try and get a third, and he'd throw him out at third. And sure enough, he did. The guy had an amazing arm, great hitter, great heart. He was a hypochondriac. You know, he had all these gyrations with his neck and everything else, and he'd talk about how he didn't feel good, and then he'd go out and go 3-for-4. And, of course, untimely death. He was flying a mission to Nicaragua, had a plane full of food that he was taking, and the plane went down on January 1st.
Yeah,
his last hit in the major leagues was his 3,000th.
Yeah, known, that's exactly right. Known, really, Roger, too, for what he did, as Rick said, humanitarian causes. And Justin, if you go back, and what's funny, I ran into a video the other day. You know, sometimes on social media, which I know, Justin, you don't spend a lot of time on there, but this Bo Jackson throw from left field track goes out Harold Raines at the...
Yeah, it was stupid.
Yeah, it's crazy. But apparently the other day I saw one where they said, you know, everybody brags on Bo's arm. Let's look at Roberto Clemente. And they actually showed some video of him throwing out from right field throwing it to the plate, you know, on a rope.
Oh, is that right?
And he's a great athlete, too. He got a cool name, Roberto Clemente.
And he was a bad ball hitter too. I mean, you could not get him out with anything. You think, okay, low and outside, he's not going to hit this. Yeah, he'd get a triple to right field. He just was a great ball player.
Rick, thank you again to Edwards Food Giant. Thank you for your contribution this morning on the show. You learned today when you think you have it bad, you think Basil's eating peas out of a can.
In his bed. Justin, coach this guy.
He knows there's no hope.
Don't eat peas out of a can.
Justin knows there's no hope.
Man. What about corn?
No,
not out of a can.
Oh, yes.
But that's good, Rick.
Is there anything better tasting than fresh corn? You put it, you boil it, and it's great.
Who has time for fresh corn? I do strain.
Yeah, it takes like 10 minutes to boil it.
Doesn't it? Yeah, thank you.
Who's got
Justin, coach him. Coach him. Help him.
All right, Rick.
I'm afraid he's a lost cause, Rick.
Too late. It's too late. All right, Rick. Have a great day, buddy.
Thanks, Rick.
You too.
All right, we'll come back and fully now assembled Morning Mayhem continues. John Daly up next.
David and Roger are hitting the road this summer, celebrating the Morning Mayhem Summer of Adventure presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs. Keep it on the buzz to find out where they're heading next.
Benihana Special, $5, your choice. Sushi rolls and chicken fried rice, $5. Come see us at Benihana Bar Monday through Wednesday, lunch and dinner.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Happy Tuesday. It's going to be a hot one with a high of 101 here in Little Rock. Heat index values well over 105. A slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm too. Tonight, mostly clear at the low of 78. Tomorrow, a high of 105. Hit that. Tie the record set in 1962. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Listen every day to Out of Bounds for what's trending on social media and whether listeners agree or disagree. Engaging conversations about engaging topics. Sponsored by Arkansas-based West Rock Coffee. Join West Rock Coffee and their 1.5 million coffee farmers around the globe as they fuel Arkansas with great-tasting coffee, tea, and water delivered directly to your business. Contact them at westrockcoffee.com or 833-886-JAVA. That's 883-886-5282. Call today.
Okay, I've got a confession to make.
I'm growing hair. 4 months ago, I started my hair transplant journey with Dr. Gary Petras at the Petras Center in North Little Rock. And I've got to tell you, it's working. People are starting to notice. I'm hearing things like, man, I can see it. Or, dude, I was skeptical, but not anymore. And my favorite, holy cow, it works. My answer every time is yes, yes, it does. Now, I'm only 4 months in, so I've got a ways to go. They tell you to give it a full year, but the roots are in, the hair is coming, and I'm not far from a man bun. Okay, I'm not doing a freaking man bun, but you get the idea. If hair loss is something you've thought about, you're not alone. Men and women deal with it every day. For me, it was Dr. Gary Petras and the Petras Center's Hair Restoration Institute. The Petras Center, 4137 JFK Boulevard, Suite A, North Little Rock. Call 501-614-3052 or visit drpetras.com. 4 months in, and yes, it actually works.
Oaklawn is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes four-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar, all before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've pictured it. The garage door that finally makes your home look the way you want it to. And now get $500 back on a qualifying garage door with the Overhead Door Home Refresh Rebate. Qualifying purchase must be made by September 30th. Let Overhead Door Company of Little Rock upgrade your curb appeal and get you up to $500 back. Schedule a free estimate at overheaddoorofLittleRock.com. Select models. Rebate paid as a Visa prepaid gift card. Restrictions apply. See website for full terms.
Join Trey and Mark Tuesday night for a rare road show, taking the Wild Side to Flyaway Brewing in Breckenridge Village. The Wild Side on location Tuesday starting at 7 on 103.7 The Buzz.
Want to see our beautiful faces? Catch Morning Mayhem streaming live every day on YouTube, X, and Facebook. Just search 103.7 The Buzz.
7:32 on this Tuesday, August 18th. Beatles action there. Don't forget, Roger, this Friday we're going to be at the Little Rock Athletic Club and going to be witnessing the best of the best pickleball championship Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Cash prizes, some of the coolest trophies ever designed. We'll be doing the show there Friday thanks to the Little Rock Athletic Club and the efforts of Jerry over there and, of course, Greg Hatcher, who always supports so many good causes. And, Justin, before we go to John Daly, we got to give your dad some love. Roger, the Devilspin creator, Tommy Ray Moore, won the gold medal in his division in the pickleball championships in Cabot the other day. I think it was in the 59 to 65 age group. And then it got, that was in doubles or in, what was it, Justin? It was not doubles. It was, we talked about it last night. It was when you combine a woman and
couples?
Mixed
doubles is mixed. Male, female. Regular doubles would be same gender.
So your dad won the mixed doubles he won a gold medal and then the silver medal for singles. So good job there, Tommy Ray. And, we'll see some great action, Roger, by the way, on Friday, too. Don't forget as well, today is National Fajita Day if you want to get you some fajitas. And we mentioned birthdays, two great actors, Patrick Swayze, who we love, and Robert Redford. And if they were still around, they'd probably have John Daly in a movie with them since John has become such a star. Let's bring him in now.
Be
Big John is the winner of two major championships. He's a national sports icon who does it his way with no apologies. Over his decades-long career, he's raised millions of dollars for charities, including his beloved Boys and Girls Club of Darnell and Arkansas Razorback for Life. John Daly is made possible by Honda of Russellville, Arkansas's number one Honda dealership with an inventory that nobody else has. Check him out at HondaOfRussellville.com. Now, stepping off the tee box and into the mayhem, it's John Daly.
See you, Roger. Cow. Good morning, JD.
That's the voice of an angel.
Morning. Where are you at today, John?
I'm in still Nashville.
Okay. Man, hanging out there in Nashville. Couple of things. Good news, and we just had Justin join us, so we haven't had him in this discussion either, so we'll get both you and Justin. Good news yesterday, Dave Van Horn does a new contract. Jimmy Sexton is his agent. Gets him up to where at $2.1 million, he's the fifth highest paid collegiate baseball coach in America. He gets a bonus of $1 million, I think, if he wins a national championship. It was well known he was unhappy about
it. I didn't know he was represented by Satan.
He did. You know why? I think he was frustrated with Hunter, and I think he went to just Sexton. And so, but I give Hunter credit. He deserves to get paid that way, JD. You know, he deserves to be in the top, even though he won a national championship. But now we know he's going to spend the rest of his career at Arkansas because that's where he wants to be.
I think it's great news. You know, he fills that, our team fills those seats.
Yep.
I mean, I think that's a sport that actually pays his salary, so. God bless him, and thank God it's about time he got an extension.
Justin, can you name the four other teams? I won't ask you the name of the coaches. We did this earlier this morning in the 6 o'clock hour. Can you name the four teams ahead of him in terms of pay a salary for the head coach?
I could guess. Texas.
Texas, number four.
Schwarzenegger is the coach there.
Yep.
Are they all in the SEC?
All SEC, correct.
LSU?
LSU number one at $3.35 million. He's, I mean, that's another million and a half almost more than Van Horn's getting paid. So that's two more to go.
Two more. I'm trying to think of the coaches.
I would say
Florida's coach.
Think of successful who've been the
Florida's
most
coach.
No.
Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt, that's number three, and the number two is
A&M.
No, it's closer to us. Closer to us. Mississippi State.
Mississippi State. Okay.
$2.9 million. So anyway, so good for Van Horn. That was something that needed to be done. Also, the top 25 AP poll is out. No surprise, John. We play seven teams in the top 25, six SEC teams and Utah, including Georgia, who a lot of people are saying is going to make a run for the national championship, and Texas. They're number three and number five. And as usual, Roger, we were talking earlier, most people say they've said that our schedule is the toughest in America. So not an easy deal.
Why do we get that every single year? I mean,
it's almost comical
at this point. I'm like, I think God hates us.
I tell you the one that interesting. So you got Georgia and Texas at 3 and 5, but you got A&M at 8. I mean, golly, the crap. You know, they're secretly or quietly, not secretly, quietly. You know, they've got the number one recruiting class next year. They got six five-stars, which has never been done before. They got a ton of money.
This is one of my bones of contention, and he's always been nice to me, but it's always been one of my bones of contention with Sankey. I mean, you know he's you could look at all this if you're really overseeing everything and go, boy, they just get hammered every single year. Like, something with our algorithm is off. I blame him for that.
Well, you mean certainly there might be some connection there. You're maybe you think maybe he could step in and say, hey, can we do something for Arkansas? Of course, if we were more competitive, you know, maybe
he doesn't care about Arkansas, yeah, though.
That may be true. Texas A&M is number 8, Ole Miss number 9, Oklahoma number 10, LSU number 11. So you got 4 right there at 8, 9, 10, and 11. So it's just tough. John, if you had a chance to monitor any of the preseason practice, have you been keeping up with that at all? I know you stay pretty busy.
No, I haven't. I'm just going back to our schedule. It's just unbelievable every year how tough it is. And then, you know, I think it's going to either help us or bite us in the butt, because playing that extra game, that 16 extra games, that's going to cost one of our teams out of the top 12.
I agree.
Or whatever.
I agree. I didn't like it. I agree. Don't like it. Didn't like it when it was
totally
proposed. Yeah. And then.
Yeah, I think it's going to hurt us.
Not only do you have a 9th game, Roger, you've got to play the SEC. You got to play a conference championship, which is completely useless at this point. You really don't need it, you know, when you've got this playoff anyway. So, yeah, it's just. And then the other story I think is interesting, guys, about Arkansas right now in the camp is that they still have not named a starter. I think everybody sort of feels it pretty confident it's going to be KJ Jackson. But it's just interesting that he's decided he hasn't named it yet. I'm sure there's a reason for him wanting to do that. As an old player, I would rather at some point here soon make the call and let him be the leader.
I don't like it as a fan either. Maybe that's me being too wanting to know too much or whatever. But, I mean, at this point, like, and I get – and Basil, I would be curious to know your thoughts, because you played at that level, you know. And one of the reasons coaches cited for, and I don't know, I'm genuinely curious. Like, one of the reasons he cited for not naming a starter was that your opponents start prepping for. I mean, that just seems ridiculous to me. Yeah. Like, it does that matter? Or is that just another way of skating through the answer?
I think I would rather have a starter that's leading the team for a couple weeks.
It feels like that to me too. I'm just not qualified to make that decision. But it just seems a little silly to me. But
yeah, I just hope at some point soon he names it. Let's give him a week. You know, the season's 2 weeks away. Let's go ahead and let's let him take charge. Let you know you want that team to feel who the leader is, and they'll respect either player who's a quarterback. But I think it's going to be KJ Jackson anyway. And the good and bad, John, I know Justin does a little bit better job, and Roger and I try to keep up with what's happening in practice. The good and the bad the other day, same thing as last year, they have a 96-yard touchdown reception to Chris Marshall, the transfer from Boise. So is that good or bad? Is it, oh, great on offense? Well, we haven't given up too many big plays, you know, on defense.
Well, not to contradict you, but it wasn't a 96-yard touchdown reception. He got caught from behind.
Oh.
By Miguel Mitchell, one of the guys who struggled pretty mightily last year on defense.
Well, so, you know,
I don't know what's worse.
I'm going to try to be positive, and you know, we're going to get that first win. I think that, Roger, I think I heard the line was 40. Have you heard that?
Oh, I know.
For North Alabama. It seemed like I heard somebody on Drive Time that the line was 40. John, I don't know if you know about that. I know you lay some money down every once in a while. I would expect us to be favorites by 40 that first game. I don't know what it'll be for Utah. But we need to go out there and take care of business really quickly. We're 2 weeks away. You know, matter of fact, next Monday we have the Little Rock Touchdown Club, and Coach Silverfield is speaking. So if you haven't gotten your tickets, go to LRTouchdown.com. Also, speaking of Touchdown Club, John, our buddy John Gruden was on campus yesterday on his birthday.
Yeah, I know. I saw some pictures and I saw a video he took of how he was talking about Arkansas and Frank Broyles. How he goes back to the past and the great part of our. He's just amazing, man. He was so positive.
I
talk really good about the Hogs.
Oh, he's such a dynamic guy. You know, we were talking yesterday. That's just to think, Justin, if Hunter would have decided to pull the trigger on Gruden, having Gruden and Cal together in Fayetteville, could you imagine? Holy mackerel. It would be just absolutely.
Money would pour.
It would be money everywhere. It would just be the pros coming in. And I guess it just wasn't meant to be. You know, I just
I blame you.
Was that a real possibility at one point?
Well, I think John, you would agree. I don't remember that. I think he.
Yeah.
But you guys are in the know.
Yeah, I think he would have taken it. I just think some people just don't want to roll the dice on him because he, you know, he's had that incident obviously with the NFL, and then he's never been a college
speaking
coach.
Of silly, that would be so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's it would have been the star power of Gruden and Calipari. I mean, it would it would be nuts. It would absolutely be off the chart. So, it's 661-1037 is the number. Yeah, go ahead.
40 and a half.
Then we'd sell out a football game.
Yeah, yeah. I'm wondering too. Have we heard
we'd
on the
finally sell out?
Yeah, have we heard the ticket sales? Have we heard how ticket sales are for this year?
I have not heard, and it was 40 and a half is what I just looked up as far as the spread goes.
John, we did announce the Touchdown Club lineup. Les won, big one, but Emmitt Smith, Lynn Swan, Doug Flutie are three of the former players. Obviously, two of those, Emmitt and Lynn Swan, both were Super Bowl MVPs. Emmitt still has the record for yards in a career and touchdowns in a career. Do you know any one of those three guys? Have you been around them very much?
Been around all three of them. You know, Lynn Swan's big into the PGA chapters, PGA America chapters. And of course, Emmitt, you know, being a Cowboys fan, got to spend a lot of time with him.
Yeah.
And Flutie plays a ton of golf. Emmitt plays. They all three play golf. So
gotcha.
Flutie loves golf as well. So yeah, I've been around him at some charity events and
think about
like that. You got a good crew there.
Thanks, buddy. Also inviting back Jason Peters, who will be a first ballot NFL Hall of Famer. Obviously, just retired after 21 years in the league, and Frank Ragnow, who only spent 7 years in the league before he retired because of injuries and all that. But he was a Pro Bowl guy 4 years of the seven. And I thought I was going to have Sean Andrews together too. I didn't tell you that last night, Justin, but I was trying to make it.
I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead. You're good. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, Alma said this last night, it would be really cool to have had Andrews as well.
I tried. With his son. That's what I asked him, and he just said he had too much going on, but it would have been a good combo. But really cool stories between Jason Peters, you know, and Frank Ragnow. You know, Frank was a first-round draft choice. He was one of Bielema's guys that he signed out of.
Big boy.
Yeah, it had a nice career with Detroit. He's already done. I know, but that Jason Peters.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's done. Yeah.
He retired. He retired.
I think injuries, just health, and so you know.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, but that Jason Peters story. You know, he's at Atlanta, Texas. Rogers, that where he's
correct.
Yeah, and then he's a tight end that Houston really sort of underused. Has caught some. This is the 25th anniversary of the 7 overtime game, and he caught a few key passes in that game. And he's undrafted. They don't even draft him in the NFL, and they quickly say, "You're big enough. Put on some more weight. We're going to move you to tackle, he's going to be an NFL Hall of Famer. Probably the first chance to get a chance to vote. Do you know either one of those two guys, JD?
No, huh?
Yeah,
I don't know them, but I had learned an interesting trivia question the other day.
What's that?
Who is the richest quarterback, non-playing quarterback right now?
Is it Brandon Allen?
The richest, like after they played.
Not starting.
Just
who'd you say?
Not Brady.
Not Brady.
That's who I thought. Go way, way back. Go way in the 70s.
Roger Staubach.
Aikman?
It's Roger Staubach.
Yeah. Boom! Boom! Yeah, Cliff Harris told us. How did you know that,
Roger
John?
Roger Staubach.
How did you know that?
Oh, we were talking about the Cowboys. We just signed Von Miller, which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah.
We're getting better on our defense. And we just talked about it. One of the kids over here said it. You'll never guess. And I didn't.
Cliff Harris.
But he sold it. Yeah. I guess Roger sold a company for $1 billion, I heard. So, pretty cool.
What a class. You know, Roger was named after him. Absolutely. Did you know that, John? That Roger Scott was named after Roger. Ted, Roger, when we met, he came to the Touchdown Club years ago. And what did you say, Roger? You were sitting next to him. What did you say?
You look good.
I didn't know what to say. He said Staubach never looked at him again the rest of the meeting.
Never looked at me again. I actually put a peace bond out on me right after that. On the bus.
I do want to thank Honda of Russellville. They're your number one Honda power sports dealer in Arkansas and the number three largest in the United States. They've been around, Steve, and Michelle Pirtle, thanks so much for sponsoring John. John, have a great week, buddy.
Thanks, John.
We're almost there. We're almost there to football season. We're getting close.
We are. Let's go. Love you guys. Go home.
Love you too, buddy. All right. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. We'll be back in just a minute. Don't go away.
Through a work zone, it's not just cones and signs out there. It's real people doing their jobs, trying to get home at the end of the day. In Arkansas, many transportation workers have been tragically killed or injured serving our state, with families whose lives are changed forever. All because the driver, even for a second, stopped paying attention. It only takes a quick glance at your phone to change everything. And keep in mind, that's not just dangerous, it's also a moving traffic violation. Speeding's another big one. Those reduced speed signs aren't there for decoration. They're put there to protect lives. And if the workers are present, those fines are doubled. Bottom line, there's zero tolerance for reckless or distracted driving in work zones. Law enforcement's out there, and they will pull you over. Keep in mind, most work zones are only a few miles long. Slowing down and staying focused for that stretch, it's really not asking much. Because at the end of the day, whether you're behind the wheel or working on the road, we're all just trying to make it home. Slow down. Phone down. A message from the Arkansas Department of Transportation.
Hey, this is Chris Walker with Fence Brokers. Looking for top quality fencing at unbeatable prices? At Fence Brokers, we're your local fence distributor with everything you need. Wood, vinyl, chain link, ornamental iron, entry estate gates, access control, and more. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourself homeowner, our staff of experts will help you find the perfect solutions for your project. Fast delivery, huge selection, and personalized service set us apart. Visit us in Bryant or find us at fencebrokers.com to submit a quote. Fence Brokers, going the extra mile.
Hello, folks. It's Frank Fletcher from the Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep store right here in Sherwood. You know, everybody's talking about what can I afford. So we are working very hard to get those payments lower than ever. Folks, our factory has given us the largest incentives ever. We're selling Dodge Ram trucks for discounts we have never offered before. Come in and let us lower your payment on your new vehicle. Did you know that the new Dodge Ram truck has a 100,000-mile or 10-year warranty? That's a great warranty. Folks, also, I want to offer a free warranty on all used car retail sales. Remember, others don't show you the price on the windshield. Everyone gets my best price with no hassle. As we say on TV or radio, our best prices are posted online and on the windshield. Come see us at Fletcher Dodge here in Sherwood on Warden Road. We welcome your business. Thank you.
Honda of Russellville, proud to celebrate 47 years of serving Arkansas families. Come celebrate with big savings store-wide through September 26th. Register to win a 2026 Honda HR Forest Edition 4-Trax 4-Man 4x4 with the dependable 518cc engine and long travel suspension ready for work or the weekend. See why folks from all over Arkansas choose Honda of Russellville. Great prices and hometown service for 47 years.
Honda recommends the 4-Man for riders 16 years and older. Always wear a helmet and take an ATV rider course.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver. Real quick, don't let joint pain ruin your summer. Seriously, if your knees hurt every time you get up, your back aches after 10 minutes outside, or your shoulders are keeping you from golfing, swimming, gardening, or whatever you love doing this time of year, you need to check out QC Kinetics. If you've got joint pain, you need to know about the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. Best of all, they're right here in Little Rock. Their treatments target the source of your joint pain so you can get real relief without surgery, without pain pills, and without a long recovery. And right now, they're offering free pain evaluations. It's super easy. You sit down with a medical professional, talk through your pain, and find out if you're a candidate for treatment. Just call 501-393-1159. They've already helped more than 46,000 people get back to enjoying life again. And now it's your turn. Summer's too short to spend it hurting. Get your free pain evaluation by calling QC Kinetics today, 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
Tune in every Friday morning to hear Danny West from HogSports.com on Morning Mayhem. Brought to you by HJ Trailer Sales. They've got truck beds and utility trailers for every type of job and a service facility for maintenance and repair. Local folks with great products. Visit them online at HJTrailerSales.com or in person at 808 Albert Pike in Hot Springs.
Come on, think about it. This was never about money for us. It was about us against the system. That system that kills the human spirit. We stand for something. to those dead souls inching along the freeways in their metal coffins, we show them that the human spirit is still alive. So you trust me?
Okay.
Then don't worry about this guy. I know exactly what to do with him.
Is it next of kin?
I don't know what that is.
That's Patrick Swayze, whose birthday is today. He was a cool dude. He was a cool dude. He could dance. The ladies loved him.
Shaked great hair. Probably
great hair.
No hair bun, though. Maybe. Did he have a bun? Ever have a bun?
Probably not.
I mean,
I don't think anybody did.
When you look like that, and then you can dance, too.
Oh, dude.
Show off.
It looked like that. He was worked out. A super guy. By all accounts, a wonderful person.
I mean, think about that, Roger. Yeah. Say married to the same girl for, I think, his entire life. And he was.
You know what? I've done that.
He knew ballet. He was a trained dancer. And you think about his body of work. It's the birthday of him and Robert Redford, Patrick Swayze. We mentioned Ghost, which was a super popular movie. Dirty Dancing, which was a monster hit. Remember, that's the song, Justin, that Kate loves out of that movie, right? What's the name of that song?
Oh, had you not asked.
So.
She loves you. She wants you to sing that song, Justin. Yeah.
Was it in
Dirty Dancing?
Yes.
Yeah, it was. Yes. Nobody puts Baby in the Corner.
Yeah, was it the Righteous Brothers song?
No.
It's that really cool song.
Oh, yeah. Is it the I've Had the Time of My Life?
Solomon Burke.
Do it, Roger.
I can't remember. What is that noise?
I think it's just Justin's background, I think. Yeah. I can't believe none of us can come up with it.
But I can't think of it.
Solomon Burke.
I know.
Can you not play it?
I'll get it for you, bro.
You know it, Justin, because Kate wants to hear it every time. She begs you to sing it to her. She begs.
Cry to me.
She begs. Oh, that's it, Roger.
Cry to me.
Anyway, he's obviously it's his birthday today. He died from...
I carried a watermelon.
Yes. Here it is. Part of that movie.
When your baby... Cause you're on the phone.
It's a great song.
Yes.
Don't you feel like
that's the same. It's a different song.
What's that?
It's a different song than Cry to Me.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, that's Don't You Feel Like Crying.
What is that? I thought this was the one she liked.
It's a slower bluesy song.
She likes the Broussard. This is the song.
This is the song she loves, isn't it?
Yes. We're telling you what your wife likes.
It was great to see Justin. Great to see you and Kate last night. Roger, Justin took off his hat. He was scratching his head. I said, whoa, there's no hair.
What's up with that?
You've shaved your head. I forgot you did that.
What did you do that for?
Yeah, the new you.
Well, that's old news now, man.
I know, but you know what? You never take off your hat. You're always wearing a hat, so I liked it, though. Roger, you know, we did that once before.
We should.
Thank you.
Maybe we go in, hey.
Can I do that again? Can I do that again?
No, you're trying to grow hair,
man. Yeah, I'm trying to grow hair.
Your hair looks amazing. You ought to see it, Justin.
Stop it.
It's really spurting up there.
It's spurting up there.
Great to see the kids last night.
Are we talking about the same thing?
Ella's recovering from her Tommy John. And how about Tommy John passing away yesterday? We were talking with her last night about that.
Is she a pitcher? Did you find out?
No, she's not. She says he might. We'll talk about that when we come back. All right, 8 o'clock. Don't go away. Glad you're with us.
Time is running out on the Summertime Auto Loan Special at Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union. Right now, qualified buyers can lock in auto loan rates as low as 1.776% on 2024, 25, and 26-year models. Doesn't matter if you're buying new for you, or refinancing your current auto loan. No payment until the fall with no payments due for the first 90 days.